Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hour number three of the program, live Sunday edition. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. A lot of people attended at various different cities around the world the Free the Nipple, a.k.a. Go Topless Day that was happening in New York City, as well as our very own Hampton Beach here in New Hampshire, where about two dozen women apparently showed up and were topless. I want to talk more about that event, because apparently some people feel real strongly about this, even though they can't really explain why. One guy a moment ago tried to explain to us that it's sexual, so therefore women shouldn't. When pressed, he really had to be pressed to get this out of him. But he claims that the difference between a male being topless and a female being topless is that it's sexual for a woman to be topless. But aren't there women out there who go gaga over a topless man with, a six-pack or whatever?
Well, I think that, what is sexual is arbitrary, right?
Yeah. And there are women who go gaga over a topless man, right?
If a woman wants to, if a woman wants to not wear a shirt, she should be treated under the law the same. Now, mostly,
this isn't about necessarily the law as much as it is about societal pressure, and because it's legal in New Hampshire to
I don't really care topless. what your preference is if it's not illegal. Like, I think you should be able to, in your own mind, come up with whatever conclusion you come up with upon seeing somebody without their shirt on. That is what a free country is about. Mm. So if men can walk around with their shirts off, then women should be able to too. Now, obviously, it depends on the place that they're at and that sort of thing. So if a business, say, wants to let topless men in and doesn't want to let topless women in, I further defend that business's right to
do
business that way.
Absolutely.
So that's all I've got to say.
But we're talking about public property here, not private property.
I think most women don't really care about this particular right. I think the vast majority of women are like, no thanks, I'm not going to be going topless whether or not I get the right to do it or whatever.
Yeah. One of a lady around here that we know says she doesn't, while she supports them, she's not willing to go out and do it because she's worried about what will happen at her job. So a lot of women, I think, support this, Mark, but they're afraid to come out and be seen supporting it because of this stigma that is attached to it. We can continue the discussion here, especially if you were actually out at one of these topless events today all around the globe. Would love to hear what the, what was it like for you? Were there a bunch of creepy guys around just leering at you? Did anybody get arrested? How was the reception from the other people who were around you? Let's continue, though, with your calls and thoughts. We've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and that's where Will Coley is on the line from Tennessee, from Muslims for Liberty. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, I'm here.
Funny enough, this is this toplessness discussion is a debate that's been going on in society for well over 1,000 years. In truth, if you look at old historical documents discussing the time of the Prophet Muhammad living, there were women from certain tribes who walked around in the marketplaces in Mecca and Medina bare-breasted because it was a cultural tradition of that particular tribe. And we know that that's something that continued to happen for well over 100 years after Muhammad's death, because you see other scholars like Imam Malik complaining about this practice still continuing on into like the 800s.
Now, just to clarify something, I mean, the common understanding about a lot of the people, followers of Islam, is that there are very, very restrictive measures.
Everybody's got to wear a grain sack over their head.
There are very restrictive measures specifically for women in the way that they can dress, and I can't imagine that toplessness is generally considered acceptable in any kind of public or in many, I imagine, private settings in that religion. But it sounds like what you're saying is Muslims were tolerant of those ladies in that tribe.
Well, yeah, because it was their culture. They weren't held accountable to Islamic dogmatic practices because they weren't from the Muslim community. They were from a specific pagan tribe. Most of them are described as Africans. So you have, and you know, we still have some of those African tribes that exist today that you can see, you know, Discovery Channel and National Geographic videos about, you know, these African tribes that still continue to go topless in the modern day. So, you know, the previous callers, you know, making it out to be trashy or you know, something of that nature. If it's something on a cultural basis, if it's something that a culture sees as appropriate, I don't see how you could attach that kind of a connotation to it. And if a person from our culture has decided that they feel that this is something that is liberating for them individually, then I don't see how in a free and individualist society, which America claims to be, that that should be denied to them. That they should be denied that ability to say, okay, well, this is what I feel makes me feel freer. This is what makes me feel more comfortable.
Did the Prophet Muhammad say it was cool for women to go topless?
Well, for Muslim women have a specific amount of modesty that's expected of them on a religious basis. But women who aren't Muslim, that doesn't apply to them because, well, they're not Muslim, so why would it?
Well, obviously, in certain countries, there are rules for all women, right? And
unfortunately, they decided that they knew better. You know, these are modern political leaders that, rather than deciding to follow the example that was left and leaving different peoples to do what they choose to do,
right,
they chose a hegemony over principle. So,
right. And I've read an excellent book that your friend Dobby Barker wrote, Voluntary Islam, and it really goes into some detail. It's a short book, but it's very interesting on how very voluntarist friendly the true kind of orthodox Muslim belief system is. And what you're pointing out here is that there are certain power seeking people who consider themselves Muslims who are the ones who are enforcing these rules. But
and that politicians today in the United States apparently are more restrictive than Muhammad was.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I mean, because, like I said, this is something that we know from the writings was taking place during his time, when he was alive, in the marketplace in Mecca and in Medina, and that it was still continuing in the time of Imam Malik, so at least 80 to 100 years later, because he mentions the practice still happening. So now we know that not only was it something that the Prophet Muhammad saw in his own time, but it was something that he left alone, and those people who came immediately after him, who knew him directly, also left alone. They didn't outlaw it. They didn't say that, you know, all these women had to cover up and follow Islamic guidelines like the Saudi government does.
Right.
That they left it be. That it wasn't their place because it wasn't their culture, kind of thing.
About the Saudi government, this is something I'm unclear on. The Wahhabists, as I understand it, are kind of people that don't necessarily have the sanction of government, but they're not controlled by the government either. So somebody might go out and chase in a woman for not wearing a veil or for driving a car or whatever it is that their preference is, and it's not like there's necessarily a law that supports that person. This is my ignorance, by the way, and I'm willing to be corrected. There's not a law that supports that person. It's just that there isn't nobody's going to do anything to stop them because they've got God on their side or whatever.
No. There are actual religious police that are endorsed by the state in Saudi Arabia that go around and enforce religious doctrine that comes from the Wahhabi sheikhs, which are they're a patrilineal religious leadership. The current al sheikh is a direct descendant of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab al-Sheikh. And there's been an alliance between the family of al-Saud and the family of al-Sheikh for a couple of hundred years. And that's part of that whole, like, you know, validity for each, you know, like the religious group needed validity through political strength and the political group needed religious validity. So they basically created a symbiotic relationship.
Got it.
That invalidated each other. But that was, you know, that was back in like the 1800s when all that stuff happened.
Always good to get the Muslims for Liberty perspective on things. Thanks, Will, for your call tonight. He dialed in on Skype. You can do the same thing. Our Skype username is LRN.FM. So, yeah, that's good to know. And that's what I figured would be the case, having read Voluntary Islam. Great book. Highly recommend that. You can get it over at fpp.cc. And you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
You know, I'd like to say that I think it's really great when, you know, liberty leaders like Stephen Kinsella and Will Coley call in to this show.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-939-8536. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-939-8536. That's 1-800-939-8536.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition continuing here. Topless events happening all around the globe today. The Daily Mail, Reuters, more articles are coming out basically as we speak. There are about four of them before we started the show. Now a couple dozen are out there. I'm working on putting one together for freekeen.com. I'm trying to find a picture of the ladies where they are not censoring themselves. There's a photo on the Daily Mail where there's a line of the ladies that were out on the beach at Hampton in earlier today. Now, apparently the weather was kind of bad, so they actually were underneath some sort of, I don't know, I've never actually been to Hampton Beach, but some sort of covering. There's some sort of covered area.
Awning type thing?
Yeah, that they were in. And I imagine the photographers, since they're photographing for these mainstream media publications, they can't allow nudity to be shown in their photographs, so they probably asked them to cover up. From what I understand, there is a version of this where the ladies are actually showing their toplessness to the cameras. So I'm looking to find the uncensored version of it. If you happen to have that, please feel free to send it over to me at ian@freetalklive.com. Since I blog over at freekeen.com, which is an internet-based site, there are no such restrictions on me. And so I feel like the whole point of the topless event is for people to be topless and equal about being topless. So should show it as it was, you know, not the censored version of it, if we can. So there's news here from the Daily Mail. I want to continue with what happened all around the globe today for Go Topless Day, or a.k.a. Free the Nipple. But also Bitcoinist.net is where I want to send you to learn more about Bitcoin. In fact, if you're already into Bitcoin, Bitcoinist.net is great because they are a destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry, the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, and the latest from the cryptocurrency ecosystem. The Bitcoinist.net website, that's BITCOINIST, Bitcoinist.net. They integrate a community forum. They've got breaking news for Bitcoin and other digital currencies. Plus, they're covering fintech and blockchain tech news. Whether you're a beginner to Bitcoin, they've got a great beginner's guide. There's also sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics and more. Go to Bitcoinist.net, and it is a platform that serves the need of everyone to looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies from beginners to experts. That's Bitcoinist.net. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to James in Arizona on Skype. Hello, James. Hello, James.
Sounds like he hung up.
No, he's still there.
I'm so sorry, Miss Will Phoney from Muslims for Liberty, who, to correct the record, that Mark Edge on one of his Facebook pages that he put on the internets about me, because he gets his rocks off smearing me. Mark Edge, last time I tried to challenge the phony to something that he said about brandishing cops brandishing weapons on peaceful Muslims in Oklahoma last October, which didn't happen, by the way. You can Google it. There was an interesting news story with the woman that was dressed like a member of the KKK, but in a brown suit instead of a white one with eyes.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I know you don't have any
idea. You can't
idea,
go all the way back to a call
five.
That happened in,
no,
in
I'm
October
to
and expect
to
people
Mark,
to know.
He does know what I'm talking about.
Mark, do you know what he's talking
My
about?
Is,
I remember him
Mark
talking about it. Will, James talking about it at one point.
Minister Edge, may I respond to your comments that I noticed you took down from the internet as well, because I actually did respond to your comment on your Facebook page about me, but those comments seem to have disappeared. I don't know why.
Are you referring to the Things James Witt Says Facebook page?
Mark and Ian both know what I'm talking about, but for the benefit of the listeners,
the audience,
yes.
Yeah.
But Mark all of a sudden knows what I'm talking about, but won't respond because...
Mark, did you take down a post that you made about James?
No,
if I did,
took down comments.
Oh,
take down the post.
Are you moderating comments?
Comments?
I don't think so.
Are there other moderators
really,
on
Mark,
that page?
Where are yours?
I don't know the answer, James. I don't know what you're talking about. That's the answer.
Okay, then I'll remind audience that Mark Edge said I didn't know what I got tripped up by Will Phoney because I didn't know what I was talking about. Well, the question that I asked, Will Phoney knew what I was talking about because it was his words. I know he remembers suggesting that cops were brandishing weapons on his friends, but he switched to a teabagger
event. You know what's really great on national radio? James is little nitpicking about people on the internet.
Words, Mark.
Look, James, what I want to understand here, I got to say I'm confused. So what you're saying is that Mark deleted some comments of yours on the James Witt Facebook or the Things James Witt Says Facebook page? Is that what this call is about? Hello? All right, well, thanks for the call. If you don't want to talk, then we can't have conversation on the radio. So it sounds like he's upset, Mark, that some comments were allegedly deleted from the Things James Witt Says Facebook page. This is a page you've created because James, this man who just called, will sometimes send what you consider to be threatening statements to you via our Skype messenger.
He spends a remarkable amount of time talking about my death. Yeah.
He doesn't specifically say he's going to kill
you.
He's
had a couple of threatening statements.
But there have been some things that you've been concerned with.
Yeah.
And you have decided to create this Facebook page to, I guess, catalog some of these statements.
Sure.
Have you ever erased a statement that you have posted on there? He said, well, he said it was comments, not the original post.
Yeah.
Have you been moderating comments on the James Witt page?
If I did do it, I don't do it on a regular basis, mm-hmm. And so I couldn't say one way or the other. I just don't remember doing it.
You don't remember it. Okay. Are there other moderators?
I can tell you this. I am beyond the point of dealing with James Witt fairly, right? Like, I've moved past that point, whatever this is, until that man starts, I don't know if he has to apologize for threatening me. Mm-hmm. He just has to start acting differently and, like, you know, not acting like sort of a belligerent weirdo. And if he stops acting like that, then I'll pull that page down. Like, I know that that page upsets him, mm-hmm. but I think that he loves it because he goes on there and he comments away. Okay. Like, he's a star on that page.
Oh, really?
I mean,
I haven't been to it for a long time.
Well, he is now. I mean, now that he's on there, he's got made himself a Facebook profile with no picture, right? He's just got that little blank Facebook thing.
Okay.
And then he just goes on there and rambles
on. Are you sure
it's him? I've seen the writing style enough. That's how I get these. Yeah. I don't go through the archives and listen to the show. These are just cut and pastes mm-hmm. from our Skype here where he'll prattle on and in the process threaten us.
So just to clarify, are there other people who are moderators of that page? So it's you, your page.
Yes.
Okay. So if somebody erases a comment, that would be you.
Yeah. And if I did,
you don't remember that.
I love the fact that I did it to him. Like, I just don't care. You know, like, my page, and you're a psychotic weirdo. So, you know, whatever. If it makes him crazy, fine, good.
So, anyway, back to topless ladies and gentlemen. There were some gentlemen that were topless. In fact, according to one of the attendees at Hampton Beach today, she said...
I just got another like at Things James Witt Says.
Great. Congratulations.
Just saying.
So anyway, the topless event, one of the attendees said there were probably 40 or 50, apparently 40 or 50 people that were in attendance in total. Yeah, about 40 or 50. About 40 or 50 supporters and then maybe about two dozen or so women that were there. Lots of people there were taking pictures, and many of the ladies were more than happy to be photographed with some of the people that were there with their cameras. We'll talk more about it, and you can join us here with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Were you at one of these topless events that happened today? And hopefully it was uneventful. Hopefully nobody got arrested. I haven't heard of that yet, but that doesn't mean it didn't happen. So share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Plus, coming up, the Puritanical Glee over the Ashley Madison hack.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
You you pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Approximately 300 people attending the topless event today in New York City's Times Square. And many more in cities all around the globe, something like 60 cities participating in this event that happened all around the globe today. D.C., however, only had one woman standing in front of the White House. She was posing like the Statue of Liberty. Edinburgh, Scotland had about 50 people, mostly women, taking their tops off in the city's main streets. They staged a sit-in for 2 hours there. In Hampton Beach in New Hampshire, bare-chested women and men took part in a photo call to show their support for the worldwide movement, although the weather was not particularly good in New Hampshire today for this. Go Topless had been urging both men and women to stand up with topless pride on August 23rd to honor the 95th anniversary of Women's Equality Day and to support the passage of the Equal Rights Amendment. Now, I don't know what that is. I don't know what the Equal Rights Amendment is. Is that something from like 95 years ago, or is that some sort of thing they're trying to promote today?
They said the passage of the Equal Right Amendment?
Yeah.
Okay. All I I was a kid when this was going on, but I would say this was the early 80s. There was a movement to get an equal rights amendment, and I think it was mainly based on women, the idea was equal pay, things like that.
It's actually 1923. It was introduced for the first time.
Okay. Well, there's a push, I'm going to say, in the early 80s.
Yeah, there was a ratification deadline of March of 1979, apparently, for this.
All right.
So I guess it was a long, long time in the works.
All right.
So let's see. Also, spokeswoman Rachel Jesse said centuries of gender inequality and exclusive male rule created major planetary imbalances that could prove fatal to society. It's time for change. It's liberating.
This has what to do with taking your shirt off?
It's liberating, she said, and empowering for women to free their bodies from repression, freeing nipples and bodies, freeze minds as well, restoring self-image and self-esteem. And I think that these ladies have done a great job, and I'm bummed I didn't go to some extent, but there were a couple of issues that prevented me from doing so, because I participated in the infamous Topless Tuesdays that happened here in Keene about 5 years ago now, actually, one of the more controversial events that liberty activists have taken part in here. So I was of the mind to go and participate in this, but the problem was, and I understand why they did this, but the Facebook group the Facebook event for this event that happened in Hampton Beach today specified that there was no time that people were supposed to show up. There was not a specific location beyond Hampton Beach, which I imagine is a fairly large place. And so there wasn't any, specific location or time. So the idea was, and I understand what they were thinking. The idea was, well, this is a normal thing, that we need to make this normal for women to be seen topless. And so the idea was you just show up and go to the beach. So you bring your family, you bring your friends or whatever, you bring yourself and you just go to the beach and you have a day at the beach as a topless person. And that was kind of the concept there. And I get that. I can understand why they wanted to do it that way. But at the same time, they didn't want to be a spectacle.
People are buoyed by the presence of others that agree with them.
That's true.
Emotionally buoyed.
Strength in numbers?
Yeah, strength in numbers. And I think that they would have had – I think it's a better idea to put a place and a time and, put it at a time early so that people can get there early and then stay as late as they'd like. But that way they are surrounded by people who support them and that sort of thing.
Now, apparently they did find one another. Some of them did because
they wanted to.
Well, yes, there's that. But the weather was also bad. So the whatever few people were actually at the beach today, because it was apparently rainy and somewhat cold in Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, they all kind of coalesced underneath one particular structure there. And so it was probably a little easier for them to find one another, given that the beach wasn't packed with thousands of people, as it could have certainly have been had it been a super nice day today. So that was one of the missteps of the event, was that there wasn't a specific time and place to meet. And so I didn't want to go out. I didn't know what the weather was going to be like, first of all. But if the weather was nice, I certainly didn't want to go out and just, show up on a beach with thousands of people and, okay, now what? Right? What do I do there? Right. I mean, I can go and play some volleyball, go swimming or whatever, but, I can go to any beach any day and do that. I'm definitely interested in the activism side of these kind of things. And so that's why I think that the upcoming event that they're supposedly planning in Laconia, I think is going to be more interesting, because Laconia is the only place in New Hampshire. It's a relatively small city on the so-called Lakes region, so sort of on the eastern side, central eastern side of the state. They do have an ordinance, a town ordinance, against being topless as a female. And that is contrary to state law, so it's an illegal ordinance. But apparently it has been enforced during, the bike week that they have there.
I imagine that's why it exists, is bike week.
And as long as people just pay the fines, then no one challenges the illegality of it. So these ladies are now planning an event, which has yet to be announced as far as which day it's going to be. But that's going to be happening in Laconia, in downtown Laconia. And there's no way you're not going to have a spectacle that way, right? You're going to commit civil disobedience against a bad town ordinance that you need to have a time for. There needs to be a very specific location. You don't want to have people dispersed throughout the city of Laconia. If you're going to be doing civil disobedience, you're going to have people together in one place for the reasons you specified why people want to be in groups, Mark. It's especially true if you're actually going to be, facing arrest for doing this. So we'll continue to update you as that story develops. The other big mistake that was made today with the topless equality event in Hampton Beach was they had this Facebook event, which was huge. Over 1,100 people said they were attending this. A few hundred people said maybe. 1,100 people. That's a lot of people for a protest event in a place like New Hampshire. It's a small place. So I was pretty blown away by those numbers. Now, I know that's not going to be what shows up. I knew it wouldn't even be. I was hoping, you know, even on a good day, I was hoping to see a few dozen people. And there actually were a couple dozen ladies show up, and then a few dozen more supporters were there. So I think considering the weather, considering the fact that there wasn't a specific time, I thought that was actually a pretty good turnout. But the thing they really blew was the night before. So last night, somebody posted on the Facebook event that tomorrow morning, we're going to delete the Facebook event. And I didn't understand why that was, but I also felt like, these ladies don't really know me. I don't really feel like I should make a stand and say, hey, you shouldn't do that. Maybe I should have posted. I don't know if anybody did. But here's why that was a terrible idea. So anybody that's organizing an event, keep this in mind. When you delete the event, everyone gets a notice that says such and such event was canceled.
I did see that. I got that, and I don't think I said I was going to go to that event.
Got the notice anyway.
I was invited.
Did you say maybe?
Probably not. No, I don't. I don't really click anything on
that. Well, regardless, you got the notice that it was canceled.
Right.
But I bet you didn't go to the event the night before and read the post that said, "Hey, we're going to cancel the event in the morning, but don't worry, it's still happening."
Yeah.
So, had anyone happened to have gone that night and read the event page, which probably not even a tenth of the people on that page have bothered to do on a regular basis, so basically no one in the event saw the fact that the event organizer was going to cancel the event in the morning, but yet it was still on.
Oops.
And all they got was this notice saying the event's been canceled. So that probably was, besides the weather, another major contributor to why some people didn't go to the event in Hampton today.
Yeah, I can't imagine why they chose to delete it, but I'm sure they had their reason.
I don't know I can't even fathom what the reason for that would be.
It's from some tactical reason, but I don't know what it would be. All I can say is, as far as the toplessness goes, it seems to me that very few women are interested in, being topless.
There were over 1,100 people who said they were going to attend that, and it was mostly women commenting in that group.
There are 1.3 million people in New Hampshire,
yeah.
And there may be people who came from outside of New Hampshire, too. So, yes,
maybe.
I get it, and I'm not saying that. I believe that I have to support people that are looking for more freedom in their lives, even if it's an issue that I care very little about. So they have my support.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they haven't captured my heart, as it were. So, there you go.
Well, I'm grateful for them. I'm glad they went out and did it. I'm looking forward to round number two when they actually go and do civil disobedience in Laconia. I will definitely be there for that. That's worth a trip. 855-453, that is our toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. You can join us here. Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll talk a little bit about Puritans here in moments. And, of course, you can join us on the radio waves. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Whatever you want to discuss can go if you dial in toll-free and join us here at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, you've got Ian
and Mark.
855-450-3733. Don't forget, we've got Skype. Skype username is LRN.FM. Since we've been talking about the topless events, and we actually had one relatively puritanical-sounding caller who was totally fine with women... he wanted women to keep their shirts on, but he was totally fine with women or men keeping theirs off, which is the whole point behind these topless events, is to make women and men equal in society's eyes. It's already equal under some of the laws, under some of the statutes in some states, like here in New Hampshire. It's technically legal for women to be topless in public. But that doesn't mean that it's done commonly, and it doesn't mean that there isn't this social stigma that we experienced earlier with this caller surrounding that. Now, a related story from firstlook.org, which is Glenn Greenwald's new website, newish, I guess. It's probably been around for about a year. High school students, he writes, have long read The Scarlet Letter, the 1850 novel by Nathaniel Hawthorne set in a puritanical Massachusetts town in the mid-17th century. It chronicles the life of a woman who is found to have committed adultery, and as punishment, she's forced to stand before her village with the letter A attached to her dress. The intent is to forever publicly shame her for her moral transgression. As The Atlantic noted in 1886, the punishment of the Scarlet Letter is a historic fact. Historical fact. The moral premise of that ritual...
It's also a legal thing, in many states and places, there's no legal... it's basically a social thing about women not being able to go topless.
The moral premise of that ritual is animating... Its animating righteousness is by no means an obsolete relic of the puritanical era. It is as vibrant as ever. busybodies sitting in judgment of and righteously condemning the private sexual acts of other adults remains one of the most self-satisfying and entertaining and thus the most popular of public spectacles. It simultaneously uplifts the moral judges, distracts them from their own behaviors because they're focusing on other people's sins and thus not their own, and titillates. To condemn this, I simply must immerse myself in the tawdry details of their sexual acts. He's writing that in parentheses. To see just how current is the mentality driving the Scarlet Letter, observe the reaction to the Ashley Madison hack.
Ah.
Now, we've been talking about this hack over the last couple days here on the program. As you know, there are now, as you may know, there are now more than 30 gigs worth of data that has been hacked and released from this website that promotes itself as a pro-infidelity venue where married people can find sexual partners and have an affair. There was even a guaranteed affair package where if you paid $250 a month, they would guarantee that you would have sex outside of your marriage. And that probably meant they were hiring a prostitute, but that's another matter. The data published by the hackers includes the names, physical and email addresses, and credit card purchases provided by the users, along with whatever information they posted about their sexual desires and proclivities. The primary justification offered by the hackers was that the site was a scam. They claimed the female profiles were fake, and the site demanded payment in order to remove users' profiles, but ultimately they did not remove the data as they promised. The hackers, of course, portrayed themselves as fraud-fighting vigilantes. They threatened to release all of the users' data unless the site owners removed the site completely. But there was also a significant component of sexual moralism to the hackers' self-described mission. In their original manifesto, they echoed the moral paternalism offered by Gawker's Max Reed to justify his site's outing of an obscure married financial officer of a Merit magazine company. The hackers proclaimed, "Too bad for those men. They're cheating dirtbags and deserve no such discretion," unquote. In yesterday's statement announcing their data dump, the hackers directly lectured the users they were exposing with this sermon.
For one, we have no clue whether these people are cheating or not. I believe that a lot of relationships in America are open relationships, but yeah. I will say this, that if you are in an open relationship, my guess is it's a lot easier for the gal to go out and get some strange than it is for the guy. And that, these guys may very well have been using this service for that purpose. Now, the website states what it's about, but that it would serve a married man in an open relationship well because he would be getting a woman who is not looking for
a relationship
in the same way.
I can see what you're saying. I think that's true, Mark, that you can't say for sure what each of these users were up to on Ashley Madison's website. However, you can presume that many of them were likely looking to have an affair.
Well, that's the stated purpose of the website, but you could also, it could be a guy who's not in a relationship at all, that's just not looking for ties, that wants to tell a woman he's in a relationship, that way he isn't dealing with the women that are trying to get in a relationship.
Well, that's what they have Tinder for, though, right?
I don't know. Look, I don't think Tinder has a lot of older guys on it, would be my guess. I don't know the answer.
Learn your lesson. I don't know either. Learn your lesson and make amends, said the hackers. Embarrassing now, but you'll get over it. Unquote. The cheating scoundrels of Ashley Madison got what they deserved was a widespread sentiment yesterday, despite how common both infidelity and online pornography are. Tweets expressing moralistic glee were legion. Websites were created to enable easy searches of the hacked data by email address. An Australian radio station offered to tell listeners on air if their spouse's names appeared in the database and informed one horrified woman that her husband's name did. The Washington Post actually promoted those newly created searching sites under the encouraging headline, "How to Search the Ashley Madison Leak," helpfully linking to a site that will, quote, tell you if an email address or phone number appears in the leaked files. When the leak was first announced last month, the Post published a similar article headlined, "Was Your Spouse on Ashley Madison? A New Breed of Private Eye is Ready to Help." The names of prominent figures appearing in the database have already been published, some of whom insist they never used the site. It's hard to overstate the devastation to some people's lives from having their names published as part of this hack, not only to their relationships with their spouses and children, but to their careers, reputations, and depending on where they live, possibly their liberty or even their life. What appears on the internet is permanent and inescapable. All of the people whose names appear in this database will now be permanently branded with a digital A. Whether they actually did what they are accused of will be irrelevant. Digital lynch mobs offer no due process or appeals, and it seems certain that many of the people whose lives are harmed or ruined by this hack will have been guilty of nothing. Because it could be hard to explain if you're not in an open relationship to someone who is your lover that your information was found on this website, even if you didn't actually do it, right? Because you could use anyone's email address to sign up for an account. Things get a little stickier when someone uses your credit card data to run a charge on an account under your name. Then it starts to look a little bit more like you actually did this yourself. But, you know, there are situations that someone could get into here where they're accused of being a user of this site, and they weren't.
Well, hold on. There was a situation with the guy from The Who. I can't remember what his name. I can't say I'm a big remembering of names of entertainment people. But, you know, those that care will remember his name.
Pete Townsend?
That sounds right. Where he was investigating online child porn.
So he claimed.
Well, why would you think he was doing something else? Isn't it more likely that somebody's investigating how easy it is? People say it's easy to find child porn online.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know it's easy? Because somebody told you or because you went and checked yourself? Mm-hmm. If you believe it's because somebody told you, you're the what's wrong with this world because you just believe crap people tell you. If you went out and found for your tried to find out for yourself, well, then you run the risk of getting arrested. This is one of these problems, these conundrums. So people could be going on and simply investigating Ashley Madison by creating an account. And if they created an account, but they didn't buy anything, I don't think they're guilty of anything other than just sort of, I wonder what this is about.
Having to explain that to someone who is, you know, finding out on their own that their lover was on this website could be a difficult thing to do, right? Like, oh, no, I wasn't using it for the intended purpose of the site. As Glenn Greenwald points out here, some might just use the site as pornography because it titillates them. Or because they're attempted to cheat but are resisting the urge. Or because they're married, but in a relationship where monogamy is not demanded, or because they're researchers or journalists observing this precinct of online interaction, or countless other reasons. This permanent, highly public shaming of these so-called adulterers is not only puritanical, but reckless in the extreme, since many who ended up branded with the Scarlet A may have done absolutely nothing wrong. This underscores how invasions of digital privacy can be misleading, as they are invasive. It's similar to the NSA's analysis of metadata, with whom one communicates, where one goes, to determine who is a terrorist and who should be targeted with drones. Algorithmic assumptions of those sorts can lead to looking at someone who visits Taliban hotspots and communicates with Al-Qaeda members and declaring them based on that data to be a leading terrorist, when in fact the terrorist is nothing more than the Pakistan bureau chief of Al Jazeera, engaged in that behavior in order to do his job. But let's confine ourselves to a discussion of those who actually use the Ashley Madison site to cheat on their spouse with the worst possible sense of the word, namely used it to find and have sex with someone outside of their marriage despite a vow of monogamy. Even in that scenario, adultery, as Adam Johnson put it, is a moral misdemeanor, something the law does not even punish. To destroy someone's reputation and life over it is so wildly out of proportion to the actual transgression. Put the rest of the story on our Facebook and Twitter. You can check it out. I think it's excellent. And you can share your thoughts with us on it tomorrow at your leisure. Or bring up anything you want. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And join us online, by the way, in the meantime, over at freetalklive.com. If you're not on our Facebook and Twitter, you can find those at news.freetalklive.com. And that'll link you right to it. See you tomorrow.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Every summer, we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.